This is Steve Woodward teeing off. Until about 5 years ago, Columbus Day easily ranked as the least hyped federal holiday, coming at the outset of autumn and back to school season. But that was before deceptive factions on the left brutally demonized Christopher Columbus as a symbol of oppression and racism. During that violent summer of 2020, more than 30 Columbus statues were vandalized, toppled, or removed in cities across the nation, including Cary, North Carolina. An effort to rename the holiday Indigenous Peoples Day quickly sputtered toward irrelevance. Today, the famed explorer and discoverer of the New World is making a comeback. Italian heritage groups are restoring damaged Columbus memorials. Sadly, the Cary statue remains stored away, out of sight. But in New York City, outgoing Mayor Eric Adams has gone on defense. He's identified two Columbus statues for designation as scenic historic landmarks. This step would make it more difficult for radical socialist Zoran Mamdani to order their removal if, inconceivably, he is elected mayor in November. Yesterday, Monday, was a day for the ages. A Middle East peace accord, hostages set free, and three defiant words. Happy Columbus Day. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.